Gracious God, I thank you for this opportunity to stand before your blessed people. I thank you that I have the opportunity to bring forth your blessed word. I pray that I decrease and you increase. Allow the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, for you are my rock and my redeemer. Allow your word to be etched into our hearts. Allow it to be manifested into our lives, that we are forever changed. And we pray this all in Jesus' mighty and master's name. And all God's people join me and say, amen. 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 I just want you all to know that, you know, it's good to kind of be prepared because actually I was going to do the children's sermon with M&M's and I forgot to stop at the store on the way in. So I had to pray and see God and ask him, what can I do with the children? Because this, what I prepared to do with them, actually I wasn't able to do. So I just had to stand before you and do a moment of truth. Today's sermon is called Unexpected Change. And I just say it all the time that God has a sense of humor because that was an unexpected change in the plan that was set out. Scripture comes from the book of Acts, the 9th chapter, verses 1 through 9. It has already been read into your hearing. So in preparation for this afternoon service, I was reading over the passage of scripture that comes from the book of Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 8. And there was one word that popped out for me this afternoon, but I'll share that with you this afternoon when you come back. But for this morning, there was a word that kind of popped out to me, and that word was change. Change resonated with me. Because Solomon was expressing the changes that were occurring in his life. And it's funny to me how a lot of times when God has given me a message, how things happen. And just like with the children's sermon, that unexpected change, God always does things to get your attention. This message that I will share this afternoon will be completely different from the one that I'm going to share with you this morning. So it is my prayer that they both minister unto your heart. Change. If you don't mind, I ask that you just kind of indulge me because, you know, usually every Sunday I have you engage with me some type of way in the service. And so I'm only going to ask you to do this one time so you don't have to worry about me asking you to do it anymore. Look at your neighbor and shout, change. Change, whether positive or negative, usually brings about feelings of fear, anxiety, indecision, tension, confusion, and hopelessness. When unexpected change occurs, emotions can oftentimes run high. I've witnessed finger pointing, temper tantrums, explosion of tears. I've experienced all kinds of things when change happened. I can remember I worked in the social service field on this one particular job. When change happened, upper management came in. And with that change, I've witnessed the worst in people. I saw fangs come out and eyes bulge out and heads spin. People who were once friends, they began to turn on each other. There was finger pointing, blaming, and bitterness. I wanted to leave, but I chose to stay because I didn't want to change. The money was good, and I cared about the people that I was providing the service for, but things continued to get worse. And one day, the assistant ED came in and laid everybody off and wanted us to reapply for our positions. That meant big change. The seniority that I once had was now gone. The level of pay that I was at, gone. All the benefits that I had worked for, gone. That was unexpected, big change. I knew that at that moment, it was time for me to go. It was time. It was really time for a change. And in hindsight, I believe that God made things so uncomfortable that he was shaking me out of my comfort zone. He has a tendency to do that. Because I was holding on to a job, looking at it as my source. When all along, God was showing me that he is my source. He wanted me to let go, But I was steady trying to hold on, holding on to what was familiar, refusing to let go because I was afraid of change. I was afraid of change. Have you ever been afraid of change? Well, change is nothing new. Like Jesus spoke to Paul on the Damascus Road, I heard him speak to me and say, it's time to let it go. It's time for change. Let go of trying to control the move of God. Let go of, Paul was asked to let go of trying to control the move of God. Paul was asked to let go of his religion. Let go of his threats. Let go of the fear of something new. Let go of the old. Let go of doubt. Let go of fear of change. Paul had to let it go. Just like Paul had to let it go, I had to let it go. Paul had to let go of all that stuff that was keeping him stuck. I can imagine that for Paul, this change was unexpected, and it made it that much more agonizing. He didn't leave his home expecting to encounter change. He left his home on a mission to capture and to punish those who were of the way. But he himself encountered unexpected change. And after he had the unexpected encounter with Jesus, he was sent away blind only to wait. Oftentimes during the process, one can lose heart and even vision because one never would have imagined being in the position like this. I can't count the times that I have said to myself, I've never thought that I would be in this position. But I've learned that during these times, it's important to trust God with change that is happening. Yet even in trusting God, it can be very challenging. If this is speaking to you, I want you to know to trust God anyway. No matter how much you don't understand life as it is right now, no matter how uncomfortable it may seem or how hard it gets, don't give up. Trust God anyway. If God is with you, it is more than the world against you. The same God who spoke life into you, the same God who is and knows the beginning and the end, the same God who knew you before the foundation of the world is with you. Then ask yourself, what can stand against you? Trust God in the midst of change. Some of you have seen a black necklace that I wear. And it's a black butterfly. I love that necklace because it's sparkly. And you know, women, we like sparkly stuff. It's sparkly, and it's a black butterfly. And I wear that butterfly because it reminds me to encourage myself to trust God because I am in my own process of the season of change. See, it's a beautiful butterfly, but then I got to looking at butterflies were not always beautiful. They had to go through a process. This process is called metamorphosis. I know that at the beginning of the service, I told you that I wasn't going to ask you to repeat after me. So I'm just going to say metamorphosis for you. When you look up the word, it is defined as change. Change of physical form, structure, or substance, especially by supernatural means, or a striking alteration in appearance, character, or circumstances. Metamorphosis is real change. Metamorphosis, compared to the process of change that we all undergo, it's in becoming children of God. Paul went through this change, yet we all go through this change. You went through this change. I went through this change. Because the word of God tells us that the old has passed away and all things have become new. If you don't believe me, and I know sometimes you like to go back and check up the scriptures that I tell you, you can find that in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verses 5 through the 5th chapter, verses 17. And it says like this, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Here, Paul actually uses the term in which we get metamorphosis. He also uses it in Romans, the 12th chapter, the 2nd verse. It says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The word transform in Greek means to undergo a profound transformation. And again, transformation is change. This is what we witness on the Damascus Road, unexpected change. Saul was going about business as usual, persecuting the followers of Jesus, who were called people of the way. This scene reveals a metamorphosis that had taken place, something crucial about the character of the disciples of the early church. They were people of the way. It's a powerful metaphor for Christian identity. Instead of being identified by a set of beliefs, this faithful community were known by their character in the world. Christian faith was a way of life and one that impelled individuals and communities to leave the safe confines of home and church and to walk on the road God has set out before them. The way suggests that faith is a living, an active way of life, a changed life. Saul, as he draws near to Damascus with his slew of new persecutions, is stripped by a heavenly light and addressed by a heavenly voice. This voice belongs to none other than that of Jesus himself. Paul had an unexpected encounter. Jesus asks Saul, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" You see, Saul afflicts the faithful. He actually persecutes when Saul afflicts the faithful, he is actually persecuting Jesus himself. So don't worry about when people talk about you. Whenever Christians are harassed or abused, when they do to the least, they are doing it to Jesus. Jesus is with his people. Remember, he said, "I will never leave you or forsake you." He is there. In our passage, Jesus' instructions to Saul are very specific. He said, "Go into the city, and there you will discover what you need to do." We learn something essential about this story. Saul does not just turn away from the previous way of life. More importantly, after he is transformed, he enters into the metamorphosis process that begins his walk in a new way of life. He encountered unexpected change, and his life was never the same. Threatening and looking to destroy all those who were of the way, Saul, when he encountered unexpected change, changed into Paul. He had a supernatural encounter, and his life was never the same. He experienced this unexpected change. Saul, the caterpillar, was changed into Paul, the butterfly. Saul experienced unexpected change and morphed into Paul, one of the most prominent ministers of the gospel. Before coming to Christ, we are all strangers, but after our encounter with Jesus, we now are called friends. While going through this process, I can only imagine that Paul didn't know how things were going to end. I can only imagine that some of us feel the same way. Trust God with change. Even when you don't see the end, I've learned personally that following Jesus requires a change in my plans. I never thought that I would be standing for a group of people bringing the message of Jesus Christ, yet here I stand before you today because I began to trust God with change. My life is not my own. It was bought with a price, and so was yours too. I therefore am the subject to the authority and the lordship of Christ. While my salvation is secure through Jesus, the struggle to make Jesus Lord is constantly in dying to myself and living for God. I've learned that for most people, that change is not always easy because we are human. We like to be in control. Okay, I'll say it like this. I'm human, and I like to be in control. I've learned that when I am in control, that means that God is not. When I am in control, He is not. I must daily feel and focus my mind on God's thoughts, His plans and His purpose for my life. Trusting in the Lord completely will release the sense of rest in Him. Trusting in Him allows us to realize that God has everything under control, even when life appears to be out of control. Trusting in God is important, even when we don't understand. As Christians, we must make a decision to trust God, regardless as to how scary situations may seem. Trusting God doesn't prevent us from being uncomfortable or even in uncomfortable situations, but it does allow us to be in a place, in a position of peace, surrounded by the Lord's presence, His provision, His guidance, and He always fulfills His promises. So I encourage you, if you are stressing, stop stressing yourself out or losing sleep, worrying or being anxious, depressed or sad. Don't try to understand the ways of God, because it is impossible to understand His decision and His ways. God's ways are higher than our ways. Nevertheless, we are to trust God through this change. So I share these words with you, and I pray that they encourage you and that they bless you. Remember, unexpected change happened, but trust God anyway. Amen. The word of God.